When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Too close. She's much too close for comfort now.
Well, give it up for Sammy Davis Jr. Who wouldn't give it up for Sammy Davis Jr.? That's Sammy himself in Mr. Wonderful, a Broadway musical in 1956 that showcased his unique talents. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WPPB. So I'm going to start today's episode with a question. What do Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Dinah Shore, Dean Martin, and Nat King Cole all have in common? Well, if you answered they're great renderers of Broadway show tunes in the American pop tradition, you'd be right. But here's another answer to the question. They never did a show on Broadway. They never either had the courage or the inclination or the time to give up 8 performances a week for Broadway audiences in original material. And that's a big job. And as much as we admire those pop singers, today we're going to give a nod to those singers who did make that commitment to sharing their talent in the theater district. So today's show is Pop Stars on Broadway. So another little bit of clarification here. We're not talking about stars like Bob Goulet or Barbara Streisand, who started on Broadway and then eventually went on to big recording contracts. Nor are we talking about, say, Doris Day or Madonna, or again, even Frank Sinatra, who went on to play great Broadway roles in the movies when they had time to, I don't know, sit down between takes and have a cup of coffee and stretch their legs. And we're not talking about performers like Tony Bennett or Elton John who give concerts either on Broadway or in the theater district. No, we're talking about those people who are, again, making that commitment to the Great White Way. We're going to hear a sort of Grammy Hall of Fame roll call of great performers during the broadcast, but let's go first to one of the very pioneers in the field. You obviously didn't have pop singers and pop recordings until you had microphones and 78 recordings to get, or the radio to get these performers out there into the media. And one of the pioneers of that field was Rudy Valley. Now, Rudy Valley came of age in the 1920s and early 30s because, as they say, he caressed the microphone. He had one of those non-bombastic voices, non-Jolson voices that connected well to listeners on records and especially on the radio, where he became a superstar. You may have known some of his songs, the Stein Song or Vagabond Lover. He used to sing through a megaphone, and he used to drive all the ladies wild. And he was, along with Bing Crosby, one of the first major sellers of records in the 20s and hosted a very popular radio program called the Fleischman Hour, Fleischman Radio Hour. So we're going to do a little time jump with Rudy Valley. Let's go back to a song he recorded in 1933, based from the musical Of the I Sing, a little sample of what he sounded like on the radio in the 30s. You'll hear him sing Love is Sweeping the Country. And then we're going to jump ahead to his real Broadway debut in 1962 in Frank Lesser's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. He plays J.B. Bigley. So here's a little time leap, starting with Rudy Valley in the 30s, and going three decades in the future to a great, hilarious Broadway performance in a wonderful book musical.
Love sweeping the country, waves are hugging the shore.
All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before.
See them billing and cooing like the birdies of art.
Each girl and boy alike sharing joy alike feels the passion of soon be national.
Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love. Sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before.
See them billing and cooing like the birds of
war. Each girl and boy alike sharing joy alike feels the passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love.
Groundhog! Groundhog! Stand, old Ivy, stand firm and strong. Grand, old Ivy, hear the cheering throng. Stand, old Ivy, and never chipmunk of the field. When you fall on the ball
and you're down there at the bottom of the heap,
down at the bottom of the heap,
where the mud is oh so very, very deep,
down the cruddy, muddy deep.
Don't forget, boys,
that's why they call us.
They call us Groundhog. Groundhog. Groundhog.
Rip,
rip, the chipmunk grand.
Oh, Ivy, hear the cheering throng. Stand, old Ivy,
God bless you,
and never yield. Rip, 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 the chipmunk off the field.
Oh, I enjoyed that, sir.
Stimulating, most stimulating. Shall we do it one more time?
Why not? Groundhog!
Groundhog!
Stand, old Ivy, stand firm and strong. Grand, old Ivy, hear the cheering throng. Stand, old Ivy, and
rip, 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 the chipmunk off the field.
Kelly, one of the pop stars on Broadway, sharing the stage, of course, with Bobby Morse in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. The early days of sound recording and pop stars, pop media stars in the 20s and 30s had a lot of crossover with Broadway. Al Jolson, Eddie Cantor, Fanny Brice, Ruth Etting, Ethel Merman all made commercial recordings at the time they were doing shows on Broadway, often of the shows they originated on Broadway. But we're going to look today at pop stars who had careers in that field and then decided to come to Broadway. One singer you may not be all that familiar with is Shirley Ross, but you know the song she recorded. Shirley Ross was an early sound, film, musical star. She recorded Thanks for the Memory with Bob Hope, The Ladies in Love with You, the original song of Blue Moon for an obscure movie in 1933, written by, of course, the song written by Rodgers and Hart. But she obviously made a connection with Rodgers and Hart because in 1940, she came to Broadway for one of Rodgers and Hart's stranger efforts, a kind of upstairs, downstairs musical called Higher and Higher. Later that year, they would hit big pay dirt with Pal Joey at the end of 1940. But here is a standard introduced by Shirley Ross from the Rodgers and Hart musical, Higher and Higher.
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Once you said in your funny lingo, I'd sit at bingo day and night and never get the numbers right. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I'd stay up Sunday to read the Monday morning dirt and find you're merging with some skirt. It never entered my mind. Life is not so sweet alone. The man who came to dinner lets me eat alone. I confess it, I didn't guess it, that I would sit and mope again. And all the while I'd hope again to see my darling dope again. It never entered my mind.
Great pop stars didn't just originate on Broadway or from Tin Pan Alley. They also originated in areas like the Cotton Club or Small's Paradise, the great Harlem Renaissance nightclubs that gave us artists like Cab Calloway, Ethel Waters, and our next pop star on Broadway, Lena Horne. Lena Horne, one of the glorious pop voices of the 20th century, had a great career in Hollywood in the 40s, 30s, and 40s. She was relegated to smaller roles because of her race, which is a great shame. And she had a great comeback in the 1980s with a one-woman concert called Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music. But there was an interim step for her. She turned down the lead in the 1946 Arlen Mercer musical, St. Louis Woman, because she didn't like the way the lead character was portrayed. But about 10 years later, Arlen, who was one of her major composers, she, of course, recorded his Stormy Weather to legendary acclaim, and Yip Harburg offered her a show called Jamaica. And oddly enough, she's replacing, of all people, Harry Belafonte, who didn't want to do the show, obviously riding on his Caribbean craze in the 50s. So the show was rejigged in a number of different ways. The show was a total mess. It had no book, but it did have Lena Horne, and that's what got audiences coming for weeks and weeks and weeks in the theater district. So from Jamaica, here's Lena Horne singing one of the wittiest and sassiest songs that Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen ever wrote. It's about the power of fate, and it's called Napoleon.
Napoleon's a pastry. Bismarck is a herring. Alexander's a cream de coco mixed with rum. And Herbie Hoover is a vacuum. Columbus is a circle and a day off. Pershing is a square, what a payoff. Julius Caesar is just a salad on a shell. So, little brother, get wise to yourself. Life's a bowl and it's full of cherry pits. Play it big and it throws you for a loop. That's the way with fate. Comes today we're great. Comes tomorrow we're tomato soup. Napoleon's a pastry. Get this under your brow. What once used to be a rooster is just a duster now. Napoleon's a pastry. Dubarry is a lipstick. Pompadour's a hairdo. Good Queen Mary just floats along from pier to pier. Venus de Milo is a pink brassiere. Sir Gladstone is a bag, it is shocking. And the mighty Kaiser, just a stocking. The Tsar of Russia is now a jar of caviar. And Cleopatra is a black cigar. Yes, my honey lamb, Swift is just a ham. Lincoln's a tunnel. Coolidge is a dam. Yes, my noble lads, comes today with fads. Comes tomorrow we all subway ads. Homer is just a swat. Get this under your brow. All these big wig controversials are just commercials now. Better get your jug of wine and loaf of love before that final vow. Napoleon's a pastry.
a salad. Get it while you able.
Some of the cleverest lyrics ever written for a Broadway show, courtesy, of course, of Yip Harburg. Now, the name Frank Sinatra might easily pop up if you're talking about great, no pun intended, pop stars on Broadway. Of course, Frank Sinatra sang so much of the Broadway songbook. He probably did more to get Broadway music out in front of the public than anyone, but he never did a Broadway show. According to Jonathan Schwartz, Sinatra once said to Cole Porter, "I got a great idea, Cole. Why don't you write a show, score just for me? We'll tour it around the country. We'll do a different town every night. We'll bring it to Broadway. We'll have the greatest opening night anyone ever saw, and then we'll close it the next day so I can move on." So that commitment to giving up concert dates and Las Vegas dates and recording dates to do 8 shows on Broadway isn't for everyone. Thankfully, however, it was for Steve Lawrence. Steve Lawrence, one of the great pop crooners to come in the post-Sinatra generation, did not one but 2 Broadway shows, and I think he's a pretty terrific renderer of Broadway music. He made his Broadway debut in a 1964 show called What Makes Sammy Run, about the famous Hollywood go-getter in the early 30s. Would have been a great part for Sinatra. In many ways, it sounds like it was written for Sinatra. But as I said, we didn't get him. We got Steve Lawrence, and here he sings a sort of wonderfully seductive number that he also turned into a pop song called A Room Without Windows.
You can trust me, sweet turista. I will guide a tour for you like you're my sister. You can trust me for a weekend. Now your cheeks turn pink, por Dios, I think you've chickened. No? Bueno, then on to the boring.
Final fade out. Sammy Glick and Kit Sargent in the craziest hotel you ever saw. No room clerks, no bellboys, no house detectives.
What has it got, senor?
I thought you'd never ask. A room without windows, a room without doors, a room where no guy but I can spy the charms that are yours. Like being marooned on an island far from civilized shores. You and me in a room without windows, a room without doors. No bells will be ringing, no telephone calls. In our little well-secluded cell of ceiling and walls, while dozens of males sit and chew their nails and hate me because I am yours in a room without windows, a room without doors. If they said, friend, how would you like to spend the long hereafter? I'd tell them what we're after is a one-way ticket to a room with no keyholes, a room with no view. We'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two, completely wrapped up in each other while the whole world ignores you and me in a room without windows, a room without doors.
A room without windows. I follow you. your plot. A room in which I'm desired, and my typewriter's not. I have to admit that the architecture practically flaws even me. You did say without windows.
Likewise for the doors.
I think I feel flattered and eager to be locked up where a man could scan no other female but me. Yes, even a girl with a healthy ego needs the recharge that restores.
Like a room without windows, a room without doors. If they said, friend, how would you like to spend the long hereafter?
I'd tell them what we're after is a one-way ticket to a room without keyholes.
There you go.
A room with no view. I'd like to reside there, hide there for an era or two.
Completely wrapped up in each other while the whole world ignores you and me in a room without windows. A room without doors. Grab your valise, baby. A room without doors. Don't forget your black nightie. A room without
doors. It's too warm.
A room without windows. A room without doors.
Steve Lawrence and Sally Ann Howes from What Makes Sammy Run. Now, of course, Steve Lawrence became a little more famous with another woman he sang with, a lot of duets with, of course, his wife, Edie Gourmet. And it wasn't long before Steve and Edie, as they are legendarily known in the entertainment world, made their own Broadway musical. And here's where things get a little complicated in the Frank Sinatra world. I mentioned that Steve Lawrence has a Frank Sinatra kind of sensibility. And he was in a musical based on a Frank Sinatra film called A Hole in the Head, which became Golden Rainbow. And he co-starred with his wife, Edie Gourmet, in 1967. The action was transposed to Las Vegas. Edie Gourmet played the part originally of Frank Sinatra's brother, which was changed to an ex-girlfriend or an ex-wife or who knows what was going on. The audiences didn't really, and I don't think the people who wrote the show did much either. But they got Steve and Edie. And in this show, Steve Lawrence originated one of the great pop ballads of the 1960s. So here he is.
Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me. If I heed the call, I won't settle down or settle for less. As long as there's half a chance that I can have it all. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. Try to do it or die. I've gotta be me. I can't
be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. Daring to try to do it or die. I've gotta be. Me.
Now, before you pick up your phones or get on the internet and write me emails, angry emails, saying that should be Sammy Davis. Well, of course, Sammy Davis took I Gotta Be Me and did a pop cover of it. It was a big hit for him. But no, it was Steve Lawrence who originated it in Golden Rainbow. But we'll get to Sammy in a second. First, I want to just reintroduce myself. I'm Larry Maslond, your host today for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. Today we're talking about pop stars who made the commitment to do Broadway shows. And in discussing all these wonderful singers, I'm indebted to a great chum of mine, Will Friedwald, who wrote the definitive book on pop singers, A Biographical Guide to the Great Jazz and Pop Singers. So here's a little shout out to Will and a doff of my straw hat and cane for his help in talking to me about all these guys, all these singers, and just garnering some of his feedback about that. Okay, I said we get to Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis, I'll just say it. I'll put it out there on the airwaves. He's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, performers. You may think of him as sort of a slick hipster from the 70s, but he made this tremendous commitment to be on Broadway. And not only on Broadway, but three Broadway shows. Here's his second. It's called Golden Boy, and it opened in the 63-64 season. It was based, of course, on Clifford Odette's classic Depression play about an Italian boxer. But a producer by the name of Hillard Elkins was just obsessed with the idea of Sammy Davis playing a boxer in a contemporary setting. Of course, the 1960s was the era of Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston, so it made great sense to make that transformation. So in the original play, the boxer's name is Joe Bonaparte. Here, Sammy becomes Joe Wellington, get it, in a great, great, tremendously jazzy, deeply felt score by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. And he's singing his sort of opening I Am song called Night Song. And I think it tells you not only all you need to know about how great Sammy Davis was, but about what life felt like for a young black man in 1963. Here's Night Song from Golden Boy.
Summer, not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the tired trees. Lovers walking to and fro. Everyone has someone and a place to go. Listen, hear the cars go past. They don't even see me flying by so fast. They are moving, going who knows where. Only thing I know is I'm not going there. Where do you go when you feel that your brain is on fire? Where do you go when you don't even know what it is you desire? Listen, laughter everywhere. Hear it, life is in the air. As the night comes and the town awakes, sounds of children calling and the squeal of brakes. Music, but a lonely song. When you can't help wondering, where do I belong? Where do you turn when you burn with this feeling of rage? Who do you fight when you want to break out, but your skin is your cage? Uptown, just another Joe. Downtown, where you gonna go? Always looking for that place to be. Where's that bright tomorrow for a guy like me? Life is going by, and I stand and wonder who the hell am I?
The champion in this corner, Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy played in Golden Boy for about a year and a half. He took it to London. He took it to Chicago. A huge load for any one performer, something like 8 or 9 songs plus a title round bout ballet at the end of the show. Well, we'll return a little bit to Golden Boy as we conclude our broadcast on Pop Stars on Broadway. And now we're going to turn to an unlikely duo. If you think they're unlikely together in this radio show, they were even more unlikely in life. Liza Minnelli and Peter Allen, who were married from 1967 to 1972. Liza Minnelli, of course, the daughter of Judy Garland and a Tony winner herself at the age of 19 for Flora the Red Menace. And Judy Garland discovered Peter Allen in Australia in one of her tours, and I assume that's where Peter and Liza met. But Liza Minnelli and Peter Allen returned to Broadway in vehicles of their own. 1977 for Liza Minnelli, The Act, with a Las Vegas score by Kandra Nebb. And then Peter Allen not only wrote the music and lyrics, but starred in Legs Diamond, a sort of famous Broadway debacle from 1988. But Allen was a very good songwriter. He wrote pop hits like I Honestly Love You and Don't Cry Out Loud. So let's give a double shout out to Liza Minnelli and Peter Allen. But first, Liza from The Act.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Starlight Room of the beautiful Hotel Miramar in Las Vegas is proud to present the opening night performance of the Michelle Craig Show. So let's give a nice, warm Las Vegas welcome to the beautiful, the exciting, the fabulous Hollywood's own, Michelle Craig.
Brothers, do you know what shine it on means? Well, you should. Sisters, you gotta take that phrase and make that phrase your own for your own good. Shine it on means when depression comes upon you, does a downer number on you. Take no notice, shine it on, yeah.
Brothers,
shine it on.
Shine it on.
Morning news brings the blues. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Just dismiss it, boo and hiss it, bracket and parenthesis it. That's the way you shine it on.
Shine it on.
Oh, you spent next month's rent. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Your bank book shows only old. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Don't outguess it, just finesse it. If you really want to dispossess it, settle back and shine it on.
Shine it on.
Shine it on. Oh, yeah. Turn your back, friends attack. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
You won't indulge, steal your balls. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Don't deplore it, just ignore it. If you really want to out the door, just keep back and shine it on. Your money on a losing team. Shine it on. You buy the Halston but you bust the seam. Shine it on. You ride the freeway and you get a flat. Shine it on. He drew four aces while you sat pat. Shine it on. The perfect husband is the perfect louse. You get the children, he gets the house. Some dumb computer takes the power off. You give up smoking but you keep the car. Shine it on. When you spot the spine on some porcupine, brush it off and shine. Shine it. Yeah.
Step right up, yowza, yowza. Nothing up my sleeve or trouser. Ain't got no heart, 'cause I'm traveling light. All I wanted was the dream. Not like anybody else. I didn't want it pushed aside, forgotten on a shelf. I wanted laughs and lots of lovers and limitless wealth for the whole world to say, you're better than anybody else. All I wanted was the time to forget about my past. I didn't know time could come and go so terribly fast. It's hard to lose it when you had it right here in your grasp. But then you wake up and it seemed the dream that you dreamed was just too good to last. All I wanted was time to forget about my past. Didn't know time could come and go so terribly fast. It's hard to lose it when you had it right here in your grasp. But then you'll wake up and it seems that dream that your dream was just too good.
from Legs Diamond. Over on the West End, a pop singer like Petula Clark, who is world-renowned for hits like Downtown and I Know a Place, turned to the musical stage as well. Here she is singing one of Richard Rodgers' most lovely ballads from a West End production of The Sound of Music. Petula Clark and Michael Jaston from the London production of The Sound of Music. Our next show is a pop singer double whammy. It had a score by one of the great pop singers of the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way up to today, Paul Simon. It was called The Cape Man, a bit of a controversial failure in 1988, but I think it has one of the most majestic and interesting and compelling scores certainly ever written by a pop composer for Broadway, and we've heard it from time to time. It keeps popping up. Maybe it will find its own proper production. And the other double blast is the salsa superstar Mark Anthony, who played the lead in The Cape Man, a young Puerto Rican who committed a murder up in the Bronx in 1960. You may know Mark Anthony better for being the husband of Jennifer Lopez, but if you haven't heard any of his salsa music, he's a lovely singer with a lot of fire and passion. And here he is singing the retro hit Bernadette from Paul Simon's score to The Cape Man.
I got time on my hands tonight. You're the girl of my dreams. When I'm near you, my future seems bright. Ooh,
so. Oh, 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 you got style from your hair to your heels. Though my words may be jumbled, still I'm telling you just how it feels. I love you. I love you. Around you, satin summer night, night I can't forget. Oh, shining for you, Bernadette. Oh, 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 you're the smile of the moon.
Down, 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 zoom, well, oh, well, I'm home. Down, 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 zoom, well, oh, well, I'm home. What?
Harry Connick Jr. made his name with the soundtrack of When Harry Met Sally, and this New Orleans-born singer, composer, arranger is a sort of one-man band of musical talent. For the first time ever, he took those talents to a Broadway show in a revival of The Pajama Game with Kelly O'Hara in 2002. Now, I could play Hey There, but you know that song. Here's one of my favorite ballads from any musical, There Once Was a Man. Here's Harry Connick and Kelly O'Hara.
Tell me.
I love you more than all the heroes in all the history books.
Tell me.
Oh, what a woman. I'll tell ya. There once was a man who loved a woman. She was the one he slew the dragon for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me. I love you more. And there once was a man who loved a woman. She was the one he gave his kingdom for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. My love is a giant, fierce and defiant, but how can I prove it to you? Ain't got no kingdom, no dragon to back up my bragging. I cannot show what I would do. I only know there once was a man who loved a woman. She was the one he ate the apple for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
There once was a woman who loved a man. He was the one that she took poison for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me, I love you more.
Tell me.
And there once was a woman who loved a man.
Pinkerton, Texas. I just can't tell you how it feels. I only know there once was a woman who loved a man. Loved him enough to cause the Trojan War. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. I love you more, 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 more.
More than a hangman loves his rope.
More than a dope fiend loves his dope.
More than an engine loves his scalp.
More than a yogurt loves his house.
More,
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 more.
Once
was a man,
once was a woman,
who loved a woman.
Loved a man.
She was the one he slew
the
dragon
for.
They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me.
I love you more, but
me. I love you more.
Pop stars on Broadway, a brave bunch. None were braver than Sammy Davis Jr. Here he is singing the finale of Golden Boy, so worn out from doing 8 shows a week that this track actually was not released on CD. But it's terribly moving, and here's Sammy.
He was alone in the car. He died right away. He never found it. Pretty women, blue-eyed or brown, how they drive you crazy, how they drag you down. Soon they're fat and happy, you're a worn-out bum.
Give me some.
Dice and poker, blackjack and dice. Start to win a little, get to feeling nice. Bet it all and roll 'em.
Snake eyes, sorry, chum.
Give me some. Will I ever get smart? I doubt it. Tell me something's bad, and I can't live without it. Say I'm foolish. Tell me I'm strange. Sure, but still I'm having too much fun to change. I'll go right on saying till my time has come. Give me some. Give me some. Give me some.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.